you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. Let's continue our conversation with Oscar-winning director Christopher Nolan about Oppenheimer. I spoke with Nolan back in July about the challenges of making the film, what he brought to it to give it a sense of authenticity, and the high drama that's part of the story. Share with us how long it took to put that all together. I can't imagine the complexity of shooting that.
Well, we knew that the Trinity test had to be a showstopper. It's the hinge point of the film, the drama we portray. It's also, and we just passed the anniversary of the Trinity test, it's the moment the world changed forever and will never change back. And so it was something we put a lot of attention in right from the beginning, a lot of attention to how we were going to build the tension around it. A lot of that, I think, is about the process of what goes into assembling the device, building the tower, you know, putting the device up there, all of the security protocols, the safety protocols they went through to try and conduct this, and all of the different things that could go wrong or could have gone wrong. Not least, the idea that they could have destroyed the entire world with the test itself. So I, very early on, I showed the script to my visual effects supervisor, Andrew Jackson, and said to him, let's try and do this with no computer graphics. Let's take that off the table and let's look for analog methods that would have a bit more bite to the imagery. We knew that this had to be absolutely beautiful, terrifying in equal measure. And so looking for real-world solutions, some very microscopic, you know, to portray large things, some very large explosions with a lot of different mixtures of whether it's, you know, magnesium flares and petrol explosions with black powder explosions, things like that. All of these different techniques coming to bear to produce this complicated montage of how to get across the beauty and terror of what these scientists were experiencing. And by using analog methods, by having real gigantic explosive events, you know, it meant we were out in the desert with the cast in bunkers, the way the scientists of the Manhattan Project would have been on that night. And obviously what we were doing had to be done very carefully and safely. Mm-hmm. So there's a tension around that when you do those things on set that, in some small way, I think gave us all a taste of what it must have been like to be out there in that desert on the night of Trinity.
I can't imagine, you know, with all the safety protocols that you're describing, working with explosives able to do real damage. When you actually did detonations for this, what that must have been like. Can you share how many times you actually detonated to get the look of what you want?
Quite a few. There's a fair amount of explosives used. And because, of course, as you know from having seen the film, the event has to be seen from a lot of different points of view. So there were scientists in the control bunker to trigger the actual test. They were the closest, Oppenheimer and some others. And then there's base camp, which was another 5 miles away from that bunker. And then there's a position on the hilltop where a lot of the other scientists were watching from much further away. And one of the things we tried to do in the film was to get across the magnitude of the event, to try and see it from these different perspectives. And so it involved a lot of different coverage, a lot of detail work, as well as the large explosions from very different points of view.
Well, and with the large format you shoot on and with multi-channel audio, it is so immersive for a viewer sitting there and as though you're there in the bunker, and the concussive sound and the light flash, all of that is extraordinary. And I just thought, how different would this film be if you shot this to stream as opposed to large format on a big screen theatrical experience. It just, if you took the same script, it would not be the same film.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, it's made for the big screen. We've tried to have an epic telling of the biggest story I know of, you know, a story that changed the world that we all live in and always will live in. And that's what cinema could do. That's what the big screen can do. And for me, there's been too much of a tendency of late to try and divide movies into different categories that we decide, oh, well, that requires the big screen, that's for the small screen or whatever. I think really movies can be anything. They could take you anywhere. They could put you in any time or place and make you feel something. And, you know, I think for me, there was no question that this story should play out on the biggest screen possible.
We're talking with Christopher Nolan, the writer-director of Oppenheimer, which opens today. And our Film Week critics told us all about it earlier this hour, and we have the opportunity to talk with Chris Nolan about his film. Chris, just in closing, I wanted to ask about your wife, Emma Thomas, because she's a big part of your team working with you on all of your films. And to have in-house, so to speak, a collaborator on these projects, how does that change your work?
It's tough for me to answer how it changes my work because we've always worked together. So Emma's been producing my films since we were students together in college. And so I've been fortunate to have a partner working with me with, you know, an absolute focus on, you know, getting the best possible telling of any particular story. And she's simply the best producer there is. And so I'm very lucky to be working with her in that regard. And having, you know, a family atmosphere to things. You know, we work a lot with crew members that we've worked with for years and have real familiarity with and real affection for. That gets you through the tough times and feeling that you have support there rather than competing egos, which can happen on film sets. It keeps things focused on the storytelling, on the film that we're trying to get on screen. And so I'm extremely lucky to have Emma and all the rest of the team I get to work with. You know, it makes my job much easier as a director, and it allows me to focus on the things that matter.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us on Film Week and talking about Oppenheimer, an extraordinary achievement, and we appreciate you joining us to discuss it today.
Thank you.
That's Christopher Nolan, writer-director of Oppenheimer. Great to have you with us for Film Week on LAist 89.3. Reminder, the entire program available for download wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com. Have a wonderful weekend. It's Film Week on LAist 89.3. I'm Larry Mantle. Let's continue our conversation with Oscar-winning director Christopher Nolan about Oppenheimer. I spoke with Nolan back in July about the challenges of making the film, what he brought to it to give it a sense of authenticity, and the high drama that's part of the story. Share with us how long it took to put that all together. I can't imagine the complexity of shooting that.
Well, we knew that the Trinity test had to be a showstopper. It's the hinge point of the film, the drama we portray. It's also, and we just passed the anniversary of the Trinity test, it's the moment the world changed forever and will never change back. And so it was something we put a lot of attention in right from the beginning, a lot of attention to how we were going to build the tension around it. A lot of that, I think, is about the process of what goes into assembling the device, building the tower, you know, putting the device up there, all of the security protocols, the safety protocols they went through to try and conduct this, and all of the different things that could go wrong or could have gone wrong, not least the idea that they could have destroyed the entire world with the test itself. So I, very early on, I showed the script to my visual effects supervisor, Andrew Jackson, and said to him, let's try and do this with no computer graphics. Let's take that off the table and let's look for analog methods that would have a bit more bite to the imagery. We knew that this had to be absolutely beautiful, terrifying in equal measure. And so looking for real-world solutions, some very microscopic, to portray large things, some very large explosions with a lot of different mixtures of whether it's, magnesium flares and petrol explosions, with black powder explosions, things like that. All of these different techniques coming to bear to produce this complicated montage of how to get across the beauty and terror of what these scientists were experiencing. And by using analog methods, by having real gigantic explosive events, it meant we were out in the desert with the cast in bunkers, the way the scientists of the Manhattan Project would have been on that night. And obviously what we were doing had to be done very carefully and safely. Mm-hmm. So there's a tension around that when you do those things on set that in some small way, I think gave us all a taste of what it must have been like to be out there in that desert on the night of Trinity.
I can't imagine, with all the safety protocols that you're describing, working with explosives able to do real damage. When you actually did detonations for this, what that must have been like. Can you share how many times you actually detonated to get the look of what you want?
Quite a few. There's a fair amount of explosives used. And because, of course, as you know from having seen the film, the event has to be seen from a lot of different points of view. So there were scientists in the control bunker to trigger the actual test. They were the closest, Oppenheimer and some others. And then there's base camp, which was another 5 miles away from that bunker. And then there's a position on the hilltop where a lot of the other scientists were watching from much further away. And one of the things we tried to do in the film was to get across the magnitude of the event, to try and see it from these different perspectives. And so it involved a lot of different coverage, a lot of detail work, as well as the large explosions from very different points of view.
Well, and with the large format you shoot on and with multi-channel audio, it is so immersive for a viewer sitting there and as though you're there in the bunker, and the concussive sound and the light flash, all of that is extraordinary. And I just thought, how different would this film be if you shot this to stream as opposed to large format on a big screen, theatrical experience? It just, if you took the same script, it would not be the same film.
No, it wouldn't. I mean, it's made for the big screen. We've tried to have an epic telling of the biggest story I know of, a story that changed the world that we all live in and always will live in. And that's what cinema could do. That's what the big screen can do. And for me, there's been too much of a tendency of late to try and divide movies into different categories that we decide, that requires the big screen, that's for the small screen or whatever. I think really movies can be anything. They could take you anywhere. They could put you in any time or place and make you feel something. And, I think for me, there was no question that this story should play out on the biggest screen possible.
We're talking with Christopher Nolan, the writer-director of Oppenheimer, which opens today. And our Film Week critics told us all about it earlier this hour, and we have the opportunity to talk with Chris Nolan about his film. Chris, just in closing, I wanted to ask about your wife, Emma Thomas, because she's a big part of your team working with you on all of your films. And to have in-house, so to speak, a collaborator on these projects, how does that change your work?
It's tough for me to answer how it changes my work because we've always worked together. So Emma's been producing my films since we were students together in college. And so I've been fortunate to have a partner working with me with, an absolute focus on, getting the best possible telling of any particular story. And she's simply the best producer there is. And so I'm very lucky to be working with her in that regard. And having a family atmosphere to things, You know, we work a lot with crew members that we've worked with for years and have real familiarity with and real affection for. That gets you through the tough times, and feeling that you have support there rather than competing egos, which can happen on film sets. It keeps things focused on the storytelling, on the film that we're trying to get on screen. And so I'm extremely lucky to have Emma and all the rest of the team I get to work with. It makes my job much easier as a director, and it allows me to focus on the things that matter.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us on Film Week and talking about Oppenheimer, an extraordinary achievement, and we appreciate you joining us to discuss it today.
Thank you.
That's Christopher Nolan, writer-director of Oppenheimer. Great to have you with us for Film Week on LAist 89.3. Reminder, the entire program available for download wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com. Have a wonderful weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.